Welcome to episode 223 of Taking Flight. I am by myself. John will be joining me in a few days, and we will get back to the normal episodes with John. Anyways, today's episode is going to cover, I guess you could call it a route expansion. Turkish Airlines has just announced it not too long ago, and definitely excited to share that information with you. So as mentioned in the intro, I'm going to talk about Turkish Airlines. This is just a quick special episode. I do apologize for not getting out an episode since October 22nd. Could not find a part of my podcast recording equipment, so I wasn't able to take anything to Michigan when I went there, and I actually just found it, so thought I'd just do a little episode by myself, and we're going to talk about Turkish Airlines route expansion. I guess they have added another flight to Seattle. It is we already get the 787-9, but they are going to be adding another aircraft, another flight, Seattle is a pretty new route. Dallas and the fast growing Turkish Airlines has once again increased its U.S. flights from Istanbul Airport, and it targets 100 million passengers by the year of 2027. It has now increased flights to Dallas and Seattle from daily to 10 weekly across its 13 route U.S. route strong U.S. network, and is planning 616,000 departing seats in the all important July through September 2024 period. This is 8% more than its previous high, and virtually double what it had in pre-pandemic levels. So New York JFK will have 4 daily. With maximum of 27 weekly, and I guess there's a max 27 weekly in 2023. This is operated by the 777-300ER and the A330-300. Chicago O'Hare gets a double daily. This is unchanged. Nothing is going to be changing over there. It's going to stay the same, where they'll have the 777-300ER and the 787-9. Los Angeles will remain a double daily, as it is unchanged, and will remain with the 777-300ER and 787-9. Washington Duals is a double daily, unchanged as well, with the 777-300ER and the A350-900. Miami is a double daily, up from 11 weekly, 787-9 and the 777-300ER. San Francisco, 11 weekly, down from double daily, with the A350-900. Atlanta, 10 weekly, up from daily with a 787-9. Dallas-Fort Worth is 10 weekly, up from daily with the 787-9. Houston, it is unchanged with 10 weekly with the 787-9. And Seattle will be up 10, up from the daily, using the 787-9 and the Airbus A350-900. They're only operating 787 to Seattle right now, but they will be, like I said, adding the A350-900 to Seattle, so it'll be cool to, get another A350 operator flying to Seattle with the A350. Unchanged, and a couple more unchanged. Boston is, stick to a daily with the A330-300. Newark is going to stick to its daily with a 330-300. And Detroit will have 5 weekly up from 4 with a 77-9. And they just actually launched that just a few days ago. They just launched the first inaugural service to Detroit using the Boeing 787-9. So there's a lot that is, you know, going on. And it's exciting to see what is going on. So Istanbul and JFK was largest passenger market, while Atlanta was the smallest. Los Angeles's flights were the busiest with nearly 93 seats and 100 filed, while while Atlanta was the quietest with about 80% of seats filled, far lower than the average. And in July was only 1 month, and it is important not to read much into it. So it's great to see that there'll be a lot more flights happening. So yeah, it's great. And John and I will be covering the Dubai Air Show here in a few days. We just, I'd like to get together with John and kind of talk about it together, so you don't just have to listen to me talking about the Dubai Air Show. There's been a lot of great orders. The 777X is there. Emirates has their Airbus A380 there. There's a lot of great aircraft that are currently at the Dubai Air Show, and in just a couple weeks, United will be inaugurating their first passenger service with their A321neo, so look on Flight Radar 24 for that to happen here in the next couple of weeks. You know, I kind of want to talk about the Dubai Air Show just a little bit, just because, you know, there's so much that is going on, you know, over at the Dubai Air Show. So far, there's been, you know, there's been a lot of surprising things that, you know, we didn't see coming. Egypt Air placed an order for 10 Egypt Air has placed an order for 10 Airbus A350-900 aircraft. Emirates has upped its order for the 777X. There's been a lot of cool orders, and we're gonna dive into that in the next episode. But I'm gonna call this one episode. Thank you. Until next time, fly safe.